This time of year, Prescott is mostly known for being Arizona's Christmas city, but in a twist, recent headlines there have focused on a co-owner of the Prescott Daily Courier saying he's been poisoned, and Prescott police are looking into the accusation as a criminal matter. With us for a few minutes to explain what's going on is Arizona Republic reporter Megan Cassidy. Megan, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So who is involved in this? Who is this co-owner of the newspaper, and why does he think he's been poisoned?
Sure. So the co-owner, his name is Joseph Solvido. And I have to say, I didn't speak to him myself. He referred questions to his attorney, but I can assume that he believed he was poisoned because he started exhibiting symptoms. The symptoms of thallium poisoning are pretty severe, can include vomiting, nausea, all the way up to going into a coma, even death, if you've been poisoned enough. But what we do know is that he submitted some test results to a specialist in the matter who said that he had very elevated levels of thallium poisoning in him.
And how, based on the physician you spoke with, how uncommon is thallium? It's certainly not something we hear about very often.
No, it's not. It's very rare from what he told me. It was more common back when they used to use it in rat poisoning, but because of some intentional and unintentional poisonings of people, it was actually banned from pesticides and rat poisoning back in the 1960s. So now it's not something you see very commonly. It is still used in some products that we use in the U.S., so it's imported here. It can be used in like fake fine jewelry, in some electronics and thermometers.
So the physician, without drawing any conclusions, made it seem like it was quite odd that someone in the newspaper business would have been exposed to this, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, there are some industries from the physician that I talked to that may be more susceptible to it. Somebody that works at a cement plant, somebody that works in electronics, but you know, someone that works at a normal, you know, 9-to-5 desk job really shouldn't have any accidental poisoning. And they also tested his water and said that, you know, the water was clean, no reason that he should have been poisoned from that.
Let's talk a little bit more about the effects of thallium. When would it take effect, and what are some of the most extreme possibilities that might come from being exposed to too much of it?
Sure. So it doesn't take effect right away, which is kind of what makes it so difficult to trace. The effects start between 12 and 24 hours after ingestion, and actually you can take it into the system in a number of different ways. It can actually go through the skin, or you can ingest it. And there are some pretty publicized cases of thallium in the past. One of the more highly publicized ones was a case out of China in 1995. And that woman went into a coma. There was respiratory failure, and she nearly died. She did wake up, though, but she was partially paralyzed, nearly blind, and her motor functions were reduced to that of a child.
Now, you told me you didn't get a chance to actually talk with the Prescott newspaper owner, but based on what you've known and what you've talked to other people about, what are the next steps? I mean, are they, in addition to continuing investigation, are they suing? Has he given any indication he or his attorney thinks they know who may have done this to him?
Yeah, so the Solfadel did say in the Courier article that he believes he has a, quote, good idea of who did this to him. He specifically named certain family members that he knows that it's not, but then, of course, that raises the question, like, okay, you mean these three people, who do you think actually did it? But, you know, without getting into theories, his attorney and Solvedo himself, it sounds like they're just waiting until the investigation is complete before they really announce what their next steps are. But the Prescott police did confirm that they are investigating the matter, but really don't have any sort of a timeline on when they think that will be completed or if there are any suspects or arrests in the near future.
Either way, a bizarre story. Megan Cassidy of the Arizona Republic. Megan, thanks for covering it, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.